When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on May 6, 2024. It was written by Stacy G. Boswell, DVM, and is titled, Three Skills Every Adopted Horse Needs. The first priority when caring for a newly adopted rescue horse is to rectify problems that threaten his well-being. But soon thereafter, it's important to attend to his mental well-being and training. Eventually, of course, most adopted horses need no more nor less training than any other horse. But to ensure a good foundation for the rest of their lives, start by teaching them these three skills. Skill number one, leading. Every horse needs to learn the go-forward cue to follow a handler willingly, even in new and scary situations. With an adopted horse, this can be challenging. Some have never had a roof over their heads, so man-made shelter is an entirely new experience. Being in a confined space also takes away the horse's main defense, to run. Trusting you when that defense is eliminated is a big step for the horse. When an adopted horse is unwilling to follow you, de-escalate the situation immediately by giving him a moment to consider his options, explore his environment, and think about what you are asking. If he's licking, sniffing, inspecting the ground, or pawing, be patient and reward him for his bravery with a scratch on the withers. Remember, you don't know his whole story or what previous bad experiences he has had. Be patient. Incredibly patient, and be prepared for him to advance on his own schedule. If during the thinking process of going forward into the stocks, trailer, or building, a horse is pushed too hard or too fast to go forward, it may accidentally justify his fears, making it about 1,000 times less likely that he will respond positively to you. Skill number two, having his hooves handled. Many horses who come from a background of neglect have not had proper hoof care. A thin and weak horse may not be able to balance and support himself for very long when picking up a foot. Whatever the reason for his hoof handling aversion, gradual work is critical to overcoming it and accepting farriery work. Always touch a horse on his body and work your way down. If you suddenly touch the lower leg, an automatic nerve reaction can result in sudden movement. This reaction is hardwired into the horse. When the horse accepts touch, asking him to shift his weight away from the foot you are touching is the next step. Make sure you recognize and reward this when it happens with praise. When you can pick up a foot, do so only for a split second and set it back down before he pulls away. Teaching an adopted horse to have his hooves handled. Front feet may be easier to work with than hind feet, and you need to always work with your own safety in mind. In the hind limb, staying in a safe position is particularly critical. Here's how I proceed when I am not sure of how a horse will react. Number one, I have a helper hold the horse's halter and stand on the same side as the foot I am picking up. Number two, standing by the barrel of the horse, I place my left hand on his hip. On a very wary horse, I may start by touching the withers with my left hand and gradually work my way to the hip. Number three, keeping my left hand on the hip, I place my right hand next it, then slowly but firmly run it down the leg. If the horse doesn't pick up his foot from this cue, I can use my left hand still at the hip, or as near as I can get it while bending over to shift his weight off the leg. With this hand, I can also feel any muscle tightening signaling an adverse reaction. Remember that this training is for a lifetime. It is more important to go slow and achieve consistency than to achieve a lot in one training session. Skill number three, tolerating injections. This may not seem like a traditional training issue, but many adopted horses have not had routine vaccinations, so they find injections upsetting or even terrifying. This can be a significant problem. Not only are annual vaccinations difficult and dangerous, but if the horse is ever ill, seriously injured, or needs sedation, the situation is made that much more difficult. These horses can be difficult to retrain, but it is possible. Most veterinarians have a system they prefer for handling injection-shy horses. The first step in mine is to ensure that the horse accepts being touched on the muscular region of the neck where injections are administered. It is even better if he will accept mildly unpleasant stimuli, such as a poke of a finger or a pinch. It works like this. Rub, 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 pet, 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 poke, treat, treat, rub, rub, pet, pet, pinch, treat, treat. When a horse allows that, I'll hold the syringe in my hand and do the rub, pet, poke routine, immediately followed by the injection, and then repeat the rub, poke routine again. Afterward, it's critical to reward the horse with positive reinforcement. Sometimes, that first injection is a sedative that will also blunt sensation. That allows me to administer the necessary vaccines or draw blood for testing while the horse is more relaxed. It is not ideal to use this for the lifetime of a horse, but I also want to make the experience as positive as possible. I intend to give that horse vaccines and draw blood for Coggins testing annually for the rest of his life. I am setting him up for 20 more years of either success or stress and fear. A long-term thought process is important for everything that is done with horses.